This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by
BarkBox.
Thanks to BarkBox for supporting WDW Today. They're a subscription service that delivers a selection of treats and toys for your dog right to your door each month. For a free extra month of
BarkBox,
go to BarkBox.com/WDW. That's BarkBox.com/WDW. And that's when you subscribe to a 6 or 12 month plan. And now, on with the show. People, welcome to WDW Today. It is Wednesday. We are midway through November. November 15th.
Yeah, like actually midway through.
Yeah, like I wasn't wrong.
It's the 15th. You didn't know the date, but...
November 15th. I know the date. My birthday's next week. Happy birthday to me.
I already got you your birthday present.
I know. I've had it for a couple months. Yeah. Should we crank it out tonight, maybe?
Crank it out tonight.
By the way, this is episode 1589 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Grease.
And it's wintertime here. It is. It's starting to get a little cool in the air. Grease is like in a full-on, like you must be a Coldman right now because you are in full-on jacket mode.
Here's the deal. I wear a jacket today, and Danny sees me upstairs, and he's like, You're dressed nice today.
Yeah, you look much nicer in a jacket.
Really? You spruce it up with a jacket.
You do. You look like that. Now you look like, you know.
Without my moon
now
pie,
you're looking
camo
like
hat
a dad going to like a kid's event at school.
The more
like,
you cover up,
I don't want to put on like a button down, but I also don't want. Let's put this over a t-shirt. Just pull this over. That's what you look like. You look like the guys who like, I had Thanksgiving at my son's school today. You look like most of the dads there that were just like, I got to put a little bit of effort into this.
I don't know. I mean, are these backhanded compliments?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just we've keep never given up. You a forward-handed compliment.
Yeah. That's never. True. Well, and we that. Never will.
Mm-mm. Forward-handed compliment is like a open face slap to the face.
I know.
It's like that.
There was that one time you're like, Matt or Grease, I really like your hat.
I've never said
no
that.
No one said that to you.
Never, ever said that.
The one time I was like, that hat's a little small on your head.
You did say that.
I was like, I'll take that as a compliment.
All right, well, today we're going to talk a little something about, it's cold weather themed, and that is Disney on Ice. Now, who's been to Disney on Ice that's here?
Not me.
Not I.
So three out of the five have been on. Yeah, so I said three
right,
out
yeah.
of five.
You haven't been? You didn't?
You've never
Why
been?
Why would I ever go?
Even as a kid?
Go.
Did you go as a kid?
No.
All right. I used to go every birthday to Disney on Ice when I was a kid. Now,
Will is about maybe 2 years away.
From having to go.
Potentially no. one.
See, I don't know if Samantha will want to go.
Well, you'll have to take your daughter then.
Okay. Fine. Here's the deal. You go once, you're every time they come into town.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying you
They're
don't go once.
They're not coming here this year, unfortunately. Did not come to Nashville.
You're right.
Grease traveled for
it's
it.
Like they're doing the B team this year.
I did travel. Yeah.
Oh, I hated when they did that with the Barnum and Bailey.
Oh, if you get the blue
A team, B team.
If you get the blue squad, it's like, we didn't bring the cannon. That's true. I was so disappointed.
That is actually their motto, the blue team. We didn't bring the cannon.
And that's why they're out of business today. Oh, man. Well... I've been a huge fan of Disney on Ice since I was a little kid. I remember we used to go on my birthday. I have very specific memories of going. Usually, every year would be a big kind of tentpole 90s franchise when I used to go. When I remember, so they'd sometimes do the Mickey, but it was always like we're going to Aladdin, we're going to Beauty and the Beast. And I remember going to like Aladdin. I have a very specific memory of the giant like inflatable genie that came out, and I've really loved it ever since. And my wife and actually, I went many years before we had kids, which may have been creepy to some, but it's actually a pretty good show. If you're a parent that has to sit through a lot of nonsense, by the way, I had tickets to Daniel Tiger Live. My wife and I totally forgot about it. So there went like $200. Great. It was on Friday. Totally didn't just the next morning. I was like, oh, crap. I missed the winter show. But I've sat through a lot of that nonsense. I've sat through pretty much every big kid show that's come to town from Wild Kratts, which is just two dudes in suits, which was fun. I actually kind of liked it all the way up to like your Paw Patrol Live, which I'll put as like the of the stage shows is the top-notch stage show.
How do you rate these things? Like, I mean, we were talking about, you know, like...
Quality. Was I entertained? Did I enjoy it? Interaction with the kids.
Right. Did we end up getting tetanus?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Because, like, my parents have taken my kids to Peppa Pig Live, and that's kind of where I draw the line. Like, I'm not, no. Because what I've heard, according to my son, it's like they just push the characters around. Like, it's like a girl playing Peppa, but they just push, like, a Peppa scooter around.
You know, the best part of that is Logan's giving a review based off of a secondhand information from his 5-year-old that's like, yeah, it's kind of lame, Dad. They push the puppets around.
I did post
good.
About it, and one of Jordan's old fraternity brothers commented, was like, I'm Daddy Pig. I wish I knew.
traveling one? Or
he
just
went to George Washington
stop?
University. No.
Your tuition dollars at work. Yeah. Daddy Pig.
Theater department.
Played by.
And it's made it his biggest best customer.
I love the colleges have theater departments, but coming out of the theater
the
program.
Small.
There could, I mean, the most vast job descriptions post theater school.
Well, that's like Full Sail. My alma mater just started the Dan Patrick School of sports calling, whatever. Sounds super cool, but that pool of jobs that will eventually pay off, real low. Because I even know what like the high end guys make, and other. Not, let's take ESPN aside, but like if you're calling the Braves. It's it's not that great.
Right. Like Braves Radio or something.
Right, yeah. Like, that's not, I mean, one of the guys I know is a former wrestling announcer. I don't know him, but I know of him as his podcast. He also works at Starbucks for the benefits. So, you know, like, it's a different kind of thing. But, so I go see a lot of these shows. That's what I was saying. I see pretty much all of them. And Disney on Ice is one of the few ones that I would voluntarily, as an adult without children, say, yeah, that'd be fun. Let's go. As long as you, Grease and I decide we're gonna like, you know, 1%er it for a second and be like, save your money,
yes.
Get good seats.
Yeah, I'm a huge. Okay, so I've only gone to Disney on Ice as an adult on the front row, and not even just like front row, but like strategically finding out
where the platforms
are.
Yeah,
on the videos
for
that
Disney
people
on Ice,
a lot of research.
Because sometimes you don't want to be dead center because there's a 20-foot gap.
Yeah,
right.
In between the stage, so for everybody to walk and stuff in the intermission, the nice place is like on the sides. But then you also this year there was like a platform kind of in the mid sides and on the corners, so you had a lot of
the characters will stop there. They'll take a break there. They'll also interact with your kids if you're plus. So that's a good thing to do.
Goofy's gonna fall.
Right.
He's gonna be clumsy and he's gonna fall on that platform.
Mm-hmm.
And if the platform happens to be the one you're right there at, game on.
How many times have you gone by yourself, Grease?
None.
I've gone without
how
a child
many
probably
the,
3 or 4 times.
How many of the characters TROs against you?
Mm-hmm.
Restraining orders?
Yeah.
Like on one hand or are we doing both hands?
I have had them apologize. Because I'll trip up and they get close to you and they're like, I'm so sorry. And like, because like something happened on accident. That's the one weird part about Disney on Ice. You go to a hockey game, you know, there's a big wall of plexi. Disney on Ice, there is about a lip, maybe 4 inches. That's a lip between the ice and your seat.
Yeah. And so, I'm cool. I'll play with fire all day long
for
that experience.
I've touched the ice, not going to lie.
I'll play with fire all day long. Next thing
so
I know,
what,
I'm catching
what was the show this
air.
Year?
This show was Frozen on Ice.
Yes, I've seen this one.
And it was fantastic for a couple of different reasons. One, we were front row, obviously.
Well, the reviews are going to be horrible.
Let me just go ahead and say, the front row, guys, skip 3 years in a row and do front row if you have to, like, save up the money to do it, because it's a completely different experience.
I agree.
When, you know, a princess comes up, you know, to the edge and like waves to the crowd, you know, and says hey to all the kids. That's great. When they legitimately point at your child, blow them a kiss and wave at them, and they freak out because they're front row, that's a completely different ballgame.
Worth the extra $20.
Yeah.
Do it. I mean, that thing's not, it's not cheap.
In Nashville, it's close to $40 difference per ticket.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean,
Belle gave Riker a rose once. Like,
right.
Stuff like that has happened.
Yeah, I mean, it's Disney. They want to do stuff like that.
So I'm going to call out the Grease because I saw his pictures yesterday and I wanted to know. I was like, I asked him upstairs, and so I think we should talk about this on the show, Grease. Did you get emotional?
Oh, yes. There was about 10. I mean, when I, and I'm not joking when I say I about lost it.
You're a crier.
10 times. I cry about twice a year. Mm.
You used to cry at every wedding, but now that's your business. That's true.
I mean, you know, the father of the bride speech, it so can still get you sometimes.
I was out of focus. I didn't mean to.
I thought that was just
my tears.
Out of focus.
That was just my tears dripping on the lens.
I try to watch as many, Slim Jim beef jerky commercials on my phone, so I just kind of get out of the moment there.
Dang it.
So I don't cry.
Specifically Slim Jim commercials. That's what makes you feel like a man?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like a good Sonny D.
I like a good beef jerky.
Sonny D, all right.
You consider Slim Jim's beef jerky?
No,
I think it's just a meat snack.
Here's the deal. I'm sitting there.
Tell us the deal,
Greece. Number one, there's so much nostalgia happening, okay? Like right out of the... And here's... I tried to list what I loved about this show. This is number one. Right out of the gate, Mickey Minnie... Goofy, Pluto, Donald, I mean, like, everybody. And then all the princes, they come out in as couples.
Yeah, because people don't know, even though it's frozen on ice, they still will kind of give you a little bit of everything.
Oh, man, yeah, it's like a fireworks show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like the theme.
And then they'll go into the
favorite.
Story.
Yeah. No, it's a blitz at the beginning. It's amazing. You know, like there's just a bunch of anticipation. They do a great job.
Yes.
They come out and like my 3.5-year-old daughter is literally like deer in headlights, like screaming, like so excited. Like we're at a Justin Bieber concert, like 10 years ago, you know, for 12-year-olds. I mean, right. That's literally what it was. And I'm just sitting there. I'm just like, man, like this is kind of a memory that I think that my daughter might hold on to at a really young age. And I'm just like, this is amazing. And I don't know. I just got all choked up. And there's like nostalgia happening too. Cause like, I mean, I grew up with these characters. I love all these characters.
Right.
And then we move into the whole Frozen thing. And it was the only other times I got emotional was like, literally like, cause all the princesses, they all rotate and work that front row like crazy. They'll go above you and wave to the other crowd. But I mean, that front row, they're just kind of dedicated.
You probably paid a little bit more money, and they probably treat them a little bit better.
And so, I mean, like literally, like,
not treat
Ariel
them better,
comes
but
up.
Treat them a little bit with attention because you're paying an extra, you're paying peer premium.
Right, exactly. Ariel comes up, you know, waves. My daughter's just like waving, blah blah blah. Elsa, Anna, like all, it's like just one after another, and you get to the point where, like, you just feel like this show is for you specifically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. It just kind of emotionally overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. I never broke, but man.
It was close.
So did they take, like, did they do a bunch of stuff up front, then take a break, then come back and it was frozen? Or was it the one that was like, they did a little beginning and then it was frozen?
It was a blitz.
Yeah.
They talked about story, and then they were like, I remember this story, blah, 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 blah. And then kind of like a dream sequence kind of sort of happens. Uh-huh. Mickey and Minnie leave. Frozen starts. They got all the way to the part where Elsa went up to North Mountain, I think.
You don't quite get Olaf. They like save Olaf for the break.
Oh, totally.
I noticed that last time. I was like, come on now. Because you know there's a lot of parents that are like, all right, we're done.
Yeah.
You know?
Speaking of a break.
Oh, I'm not there yet.
Oh,
talk
sorry.
Amongst yourself for another minute or two.
I had a question, Greece. They use fog machines?
Yeah, well, no.
During this show?
Even better.
Dry ice.
Like soap machines.
Excuse me?
For the snow.
Snope.
Yeah, Snope.
Why do they do that?
It's like snow, but it's soap.
Why do they do that?
Because
it's
like
frozen.
It's frozen.
It's already slick. Why would they pour soap on ice is like the worst idea ever.
That, you've got a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew. Poop.
Oh, man. So,
Tyler Wynn said I'm salty today.
Mm.
I apologize.
I like salty.
All right. I'll tell you the time I got emotional at.
Okay, then we'll get into something else. Go ahead.
At Disney on Ice. Logan invited me. We had just got back from a Disney cruise. It was intermission. Logan's mom was standing there.
Oh, this is a great sign. I know exactly what you're saying.
Logan's mom was standing there. It was intermission. And just nonchalantly, I think your daughter and it was before the twins were born.
Yeah,
it was like, oh, let's get one of these nice little frozen like toys from the fine folks at Disney on Ice or whatever. What I don't remember what theme. I don't remember what one we saw.
The Disney on Ice wands.
Yeah.
Riker got one that spun around.
Yeah. You know, and
still have it.
And your mom. Oh, that's what I'm saying. And I wanted to publicly say thank you. Because it has saved me hundreds of dollars at this point.
You bring it with you?
Oh, we take it for every real? Time.
Yeah.
We take
well, that's
it.
That's a great idea. I've never thought about that.
It's an investment because, she gets them and like, oh, yeah, we'll have two. And it's.
They're 35 a piece.
Oh, I think it felt like they were like 50. They were like $50. They were like as much as the ticket.
Yeah. It was insane.
There's also those vendors that are outside.
Yeah.
And they say, legally sell it. Prior to the show, but they can after the show. But they're on like megaphones, like $10 wands after the show, $10 wands, you know. So like everybody's, you know, if they can manage to not make their child mad and just get them to the point where they can walk outside and get one, they can save a lot of money.
All right, I think
black
this is,
market wands.
Speaking of saving a lot of money, and maybe surprising an animal friend of yours. Mm. I'm going to stop and talk to you about our friends at BarkBox. And we've talked to you about them before, but they're a subscription service that delivers a selection of treats and toys for your dog right to your door each month. All you have to do is tell BarkBox how big your dog is and choose a monthly plan subscription, which you can cancel anytime. So you got to go on there and be like, hey, Margo's a good 25-pounder.
How big a dog are you?
Exactly.
I'm Roy D. Mercer.
I think it's a pig. Got a little Varsity Blues for you.
Uh-huh. I love it.
Every month, BarkBox paw picks the best all-natural treats and innovative toys to match a dog's unique needs, including allergies and heavy chewer preferences. So you got a dog that's a chewer.
Now,
heavy
my
chewer?
Dog it does not chew furniture and things, but does love a good, like, dog bone.
Yeah. Well, I think you can be.
Is that something I can suggest?
I think that's probably something in there. Each monthly box is themed. Stuff like Country Fair. BarkBall. Pooh Sweet. York City.
Whoa. Like Winnie the Pooh or like dog
I don't
poo?
Think so. I think there's some items that you get in that one, if you know what I mean. All right, personal experiences we've had, some good ones. When the BarkBox came, I gave it my dog. My dog's an old man. Dog's like 14 years old. He doesn't do a whole lot these days. He sleeps, he eats.
You're going to make him sad.
I'll make the grease cry. Yeah. That's the grieves.
Yeah.
So sad. And, BarkBox came and he's like, what's this? This looks like it could be for me. And
this
is a Christmas tale. It's a Dickens tale.
Yeah.
And he opened up the
and
box.
This who does talk in complete sentences.
Uh-huh. He opened up the box, saw tears roll from his face. He said, finally.
They love
it. Since the twins, you haven't gotten much attention. Now I get my own monthly delivery. Obviously, this is a bit of intense, but he did love the toys that he was given, and it was great. And if you want BarkBox as well, you go to BarkBox.com/WDW. Do that because it tells them you heard about it here on the show, which helps them. We want to continue supporting us. I want to thank them. But also, you get a free extra month of BarkBox when you subscribe to a 6- or 12-month plan. That's BarkBox.com/WDW for a free extra month. And remember, they'll replace any items your dog doesn't like from the box. He said, Scout's Honor. It'd send you something else for free. Is Scout like?
A dog's name.
I got it. Mm. And everything is made in the U.S. and Canada. It's right to your door. Check out BarkBox. All right. That was an emotional tale.
It was.
It reminds me of a stage show I once saw that was The Grinch Who Stole Christmas last year at the Opryland Resort.
They just decided. I once saw specifically at this date and time on this location.
They decided that the storyline should be that Max the dog was telling you this, I assume, after the Grinch had passed away.
Mm.
So it's almost like being at the Grinch's funeral. And they told this. And like,
eulogizing the Grinch.
He's an old man dog. He's a man. But like in a half suit, dog suit. Not like full dog suit. Like it was a human face, ears. And he was like, I once had an owner. He was a mean old man. With a green skin and long, hated Christmas.
Is this for real?
That was the story of the Grinch stage show, which I will tell you, I was not a fan of. I then went to I then went to the Grinch breakfast, and I thought, surely it's not going to be this Grinch who mainly has yellow face paint for no real reason. No, of course. So Riker was terrified. and would not meet the Grinch at Opryland. So suffice to be say, that's no longer running at the Opryland Resort. And this year it is Cirque Dreams with breakfast with Charlie Brown, which I may do.
I don't know what's happening anymore, but I like it.
I like how you said
Charlie
Brown.
Oh, because it's the
Charlie Brown ice.
And I saw that in Orlando.
Yeah, and it's here. Here's my question. Year. If you guys don't know what ice is a big thing you walk around. Oh, it's like an exhibit you walk around inside.
The Gaylord Hotel.
At the Gaylord Hotels, that's made big blocks of ice that have been carved into different characters and painted and however they dye it. I don't know. They're colorful. And you walk through and there's a slide and it's really neat. But last year in Orlando was Charlie Brown. This year here, it's Charlie Brown. My question is that the same sculptures that they've kept frozen for a year?
No.
That is way too expensive. They just recarve.
They recarve everything? It's a big party. Feels like there's like bones or something.
There's a place that, I feel like there's a structure.
And they just refreeze it?
Yeah.
They show them that.
Almost
like,
feel like it's kind of like a hockey rink.
Explain.
Like, it's like a hockey rink is not like a foot of ice. And like a thin layer of ice.
No, these things are big daddies.
I know. I feel like there's a core.
Like a human core.
And then they freeze layers of ice over
it. And then chisel it.
And then they maybe touch up the details. That's my thoughts.
I don't know. There is a video where they explain it to you, but I'll be honest that I don't really pay attention because I'm like, man, this parka, they put you in this big parka that other people have been wearing.
It's like the ice bar on the cruise, but without the booze.
There actually is an ice bar and ice. There was last year, at least.
So it's like the ice bar and the cruise, but the ice bar and the cruise doesn't have Charlie Brown.
Both have an upcharge. you guys ever been to an ice bar? Then we'll get back on top.
I have. There was one in Auburn.
I have not.
And it's kind of like that thing. You don't want that in a college town because it starts off nice and then has to close quickly because it quickly becomes disgusting.
People are puking all over the ice.
Yeah.
Never been to an ice bar?
No.
No, and I ain't going to that
one. Typically, it's only like vodka.
Yeah. It's like Russian themed.
Right. Doesn't make sense to do bourbon.
I am the machine.
You don't want to do beer. Beer would freeze.
Does beer freeze?
Yes.
I mean, if it's cold enough. Yeah.
It's cold enough.
If it's cold enough.
Well, how do they tap the Rockies?
With the Coors Light. Silver bullet.
Why ain't it frozen?
Corey Smith.
Yeah, man.
Back on target. Stay on target. Blah, blah, blah. What does he say there?
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
And it's like it explodes.
Yeah. Elsa's a Jedi.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I'm pretty sure.
So, Disney on Ice, for you, it's a every year thing. You guys, because you travel even for it.
I did travel. Well, I traveled. I went to Chattanooga.
80 miles.
Couple hours. Not a big deal. There are some positives to
great kids museum, too, there in Chattanooga.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, God, Chattanooga for kids is just
awesome.
Love
Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. Chattanooga, underrated. It's great.
Yeah, you got the...
We go for wrestling.
Dahlonega?
You got Lookout Mountain, Ruby Falls. You've got the aquarium. You've got the
Kids
Science Museum.
Rock City, never wait. Ruby Falls, you'll be waiting.
Oh, really? You get up in there?
You get up in them falls. You got to, like, I walked up. They're like, it's 2.5 hour wait. We got loud music, though.
That's just from the locals.
That music only makes me think of Gatlinburg.
That you can
There's
wait
like
in.
A certain kind of country bluegrass that I only think of walking around Gatlinburg, and I'm not really sure why. It's like almost.
That Gatlinburg sound.
That Gatlinburg sound.
It makes me think of Lester's Possum Park from a Goofy movie. That's what when you said that we got live music, it panned over and it was
Tower of Chisa.
Yeah. Don't you want to be?
Yep.
Hanging from a tree?
There's a couple more things I want to talk
about.
I've got some pro tips. Pro tips are maybe look at cities around you that are a couple hours out. Make a day of it. You could save a lot of money. I mean, we saved $120 by going there.
By going to Chattanooga.
Because
the prices are actually different per market.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, exactly right.
There's also deals that come up all the time. So let's say you're not snobs like Grease. And you don't want to sit on the front row. There's a lot of like family packs where it's like, I can get 4 tickets for the price of 2. You got to like stay tuned, like Burger King, like stuff like that. It's kind of like when Monster Jam comes to town. There's always some sort of way to like get in for a discounted rate.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit.
You can also do, if you've got the Disney Chase card, Visa card, you can get 20% off, not off like the front row stuff, but like the more cheaper tickets you can get. If you just use that card to book them, you get that discount, which is nice.
What I love about Grease is Grease called me, I don't know, 9 months ago. He's like, hey. Hey,
man, you got that promo code?
You had a pre-sale code for the Disney on Ice shed. I need it. If you see it, send it to me.
Amen.
Well, it's funny because, you know, we had a wedding scheduled down in Georgia that far in advance. And so I was just like,
it just worked.
I just saw that Disney on Ice was going to be there. I was like, you know what? When we're on our way back up, let's just mosey on through.
It's a great stopping point, too, for kids. Yeah. I stopped there for a Comic-Con the other last time.
Another pro tip is I'm 99% sure like Amazon has the same wands.
Oh yeah.
And as long as it says Disney on Ice, like they let us in every time with the wand. And this is our third time with that wand now.
Just carry your wands.
That's going to save you 25-30 bucks.
Always remember the wands.
Always remember the wands.
I don't know if Riker would let me get away with that. I think he'd be like, you just brought this. The sword is bent.
I will say this. You need to erase the possibility from your child's mind of getting popcorn. Okay. Because here's the deal. Popcorn, Disney controls that at the concessions.
They own that in there, but sometimes you have to go to their booth. Or yes, they're like merchandise.
That's exactly right. You have to go to the merchandise booth to get it, or it's the guys walking around. Yeah. They literally will charge you $10 for the cardboard box with the Mickey cardboard box, which is not a ton of popcorn. Or you can do the $12 one that's like a bigger bag, whatever. And it's for popcorn. It's $12 for like a normal size popcorn. But the thing is
Disney on Ice is run by the Ringling people, the same.
By Feld Entertainment.
Feld Entertainment, yeah.
So they figured some deal to go around all the vendors and all the buildings, the arenas, and they basically... They get around it because everything's like a souvenir.
Yes.
They're like, yeah. Everything kind of has
a... You get a bag with it. You get a box with
yeah,
it.
Or, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and... But yeah, so like we got like pizza, hot dogs, nachos, all this other stuff. It was like $20. And then we got a bag of popcorn for $12. So if you can go ahead and just maybe pregame with some popcorn at home just so your kids don't want it,
mm-hmm.
that'll save you some money.
Pregame popcorn.
And for adults that are watching, you're like, well, I don't want to go see it, maybe 2 hours of Frozen. Go see some of the shows that come to town. Like there was one that came that was all holiday themed, and it wasn't Christmas themed, it was holidays themed. So they'd go through
Dia that, de los Muertos.
I'm sure that way added
Easter.
That they did Easter, Thanksgiving. They did Halloween, and they
Veterans
did this amazing
Day.
Johnny would love this. They did an entire Nightmare Before Christmas on ice for about 15 minutes. And it was unbelievable.
That's cool.
So Jack Skellington out there doing, you know, this is Halloween, doing pirouettes. Is that a thing?
Man, that would be awesome.
Yeah, it was I was at that show.
Yeah, you're there.
Johnny, yeah, it was great.
Great show. I love that show. So like maybe if the theme comes to town that you're not that interested in, mm-hmm. they're going to mix in some things typically.
That's cool.
But also check on their website because there's always different shows running. But again, it hasn't come to Nashville this year. I think they were playing the B markets. That's why like they just had Chattanooga this year.
Yeah. I will say in this show, they're kind of like the genie in Aladdin, the snow monster.
Marshmallow. Yep, the big giant.
The big giant thing. That
it's
was
big.
Really awesome. Front row, kids
terrifying.
Might get a little skittish.
Yeah.
My daughter, she didn't like totally just freak out, but it was, we were on the verge there.
It was a...
Because...
Hold.
It was
cold.
Right in front of us, and it also breathed like they had this kind of smoke coming out of its mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It was very cold smoke.
Cold smoke.
Cold smoke.
Like from the
I'm
bowels
cold,
of a
Steve
machine.
Austin.
It blew on us. And then sometime, I've been to, well, actually two out of the three that we've been to since my daughter's been born have had huge finales where all the characters come back. There was one time it was just Mickey and Minnie that came back out at the end, and kind of closed it out. This was a grand finale. Everybody back on the floor, and then everybody left, and then it was just Anna and Elsa and a couple others, but they just kind of
dressed
more of like a professional kind of skating thing. The skating
triple axles.
I mean, as far as like you being impressed by the skating, I'm going to put it at a 7.
Yeah, I'd say that's about right.
Yeah. I mean, you typically have like two or three that are like, okay, those are next level people.
Right.
you don't really go for that. You know,
basically, no. Imagine that you're going to see people who trained for the Olympics but never made it. That's kind of what you're going to
see.
They
went to the school of broadcasting.
Yes. See, so there's currently
a lot of international though people. Like I've met some people that work there. It's pretty interesting the people that work on these. And you will notice obviously if you're watching that. Oh, that character is also this character and this character. A lot. It's like a dozen people that kind of rotate.
Right.
In and out.
Right.
But it's
right.
kind of cool to see that because you kind of see. And then there's sometimes where you're like, you need more clothes on, lady. This is Moana freezing. Like, yeah, how are you doing this? I don't know. There's sometimes those times I'm like, that just seemed miserable. Like shirtless men come out for the surfing segment. I'm like, what? Like,
I want to be frozen.
wow.
Yeah. So it's a, dress like, warmly. That's one thing. Dress warmly. Even during the summer, bring jackets because it's freezing cold. It sounds like you know that, but you may not.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, excuse me, definitely do the layer thing.
Yeah. Cause it can get, warm.
Because they do pump up the heat because there's ice, or at least they did in Chattanooga.
So are you gonna go again and see?
They pump up the heat because there's ice. Are you okay?
I had Donald Duck.
You're getting emotional.
just cracking over here.
Good place to wrap up.
No, like it's winter time. They had the heat on.
Oh, in general, the arena.
Yeah. And we get down there and we had on coats and stuff. And we took them all off. It was hot. So
you gonna go down to Atlanta in February to catch the next tour?
Oh man, I was one a year.
Yeah, there's one in May in Huntsville for us.
Yeah, Wonderful World of Ice is in the Wonderful World of Disney on Ice, but it's frozen again. It's like a frozen crossover.
Mm, yeah.
Reach for the Stars is going to be in Huntsville in May. Maybe I'll go down for that one. That one, you got a little Frozen, you got a little Elsa, you got a little... I will say they do kind of primarily rely on sort of the female characters' stories. There's occasionally an Aladdin thrown in there, or like the rare Jack Skellington that's awesome, but most of the time it is maybe geared a little bit more towards princesses.
And princesses are huge right now.
Yeah, there's a big deal. Princesses are huge.
Huge. Right.
All right, let's wrap it up, guys. So, you know, let's buy our pass, Disney on Ice, as part of the podcast crew.
Now you're talking my language.
I'm a pass. There's no reason for me to go right now.
Give it 2 years. Here's the deal. We're going to have to force Will to go to it. Kind of like Terry going on Splash
Mountain. It'll happen one day.
It's going
to
happen.
I'll take my daughter to the opera.
Dang. Oh, civilized. He's a civilized human.
Civilized.
I like the Winston Cup.
Okay.
The most civilized of the cups.
So if a Derby on Ice happens, you're there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh. Yeah. People dressed like horses skating in a circle? Done.
Called American Pharaoh.
On ice. American Pharaoh on ice, I'm going to see. Like, that's
it. That does sound cool.
I want to see how they pull that off.
You will. You will go, Will. Here's the deal. I wasn't necessarily pumped the first time to go.
Absolutely,
I was like, you know,
Greece.
What? Like, you'll it's go for cheaper your kid. Than going to Disney World, and my kid can see characters.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Mm. We're a two-hour show.
So we go.
Ticket price is about the same.
And as soon as she freaked out, it's a different ballgame.
All right. So I'm a pass. Greece is a hard sell.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah. Logan?
If it's coming to town, I'm going. I don't know if I'm going to travel for it.
So that's kind of a bar.
Because that happened to me. I took Riker to Marvel Live, and we drove an hour and a half, and he freaked out in the first 5 minutes. Me and John Rich posted a thing about how terrified his child, so I felt a little bit better. So that's where I don't want to go to, like, I don't like driving multiple hours to potentially one of my children to freak out at, like, loud noises and stuff like that. That's why I only draft him for wrestling shows.
Yeah.
That's what I see Johnny doing, is freaking out. About loud noise. I see him go, it's yowd, it's yowd. So I don't know. That's how he talks.
Oh, okay.
It's not correct yet.
I will say that Disney on Ice is trending towards girl friendly. So I'm not sure. Like, it's very princesses.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of them.
Is there a hashtag for it? What? Are we talking about that kind of trending?
No. Like, it leans more towards... It's not necessarily like the Marvel show is the guy's version.
You can get
of Disney.
People mad. They said, we said Frozen is for girls. And they got all mad one time.
I enjoyed Frozen.
I love Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
I love it.
I enjoyed
I love
not
the story.
Watching Frozen.
I loved it. Love the story of the sister. I have two sisters.
So. Overrated.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care.
Hey, if you come go see Frozen,
if we're going to rank the modern era,
we're going to rank our sisters.
Let's rank the top five Disney most recent last decade.
It's
not Pixar.
Be.
It's number one.
Yeah.
Moana, number two.
Ooh.
Tangled.
And then Tangled's way down there for me.
Yeah.
People love that Tangled, but boy, I can't tell you one song from it. The light song. That's it.
That's true.
The songs don't stick with me.
Hmm.
We're just here to get bad reviews here at the end.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
All right, I'll do it for this. We'll have this
if
conversation.
You're a guy, we'll if you're a guy and you want to envision, like, you know, it's like could be a good Elsa date, being a I'm Jedi. Saying,
if you want, like, a fun little date with your girlfriend or wife, it may not be a bad idea. It also can be loud and screaming kids. For depends on your lady friend.
I think it's a good date. I'll give you that.
Real quick, before we... I'm sorry. Has anybody ever heard of, like, backstage passes, like meet the princesses at these events?
They, for a little bit, did a meet Mickey Mouse.
The only reason I asked is because we saw a girl walking out with a picture in, like, the Disney folder, you know. That
those are, did you see what it was?
No.
Those are typically, they do, like, green screen photos you can get, like, when you're walking around the concourse. They're like, come wait in line. Then you'll get in line something, and they'll put like a background behind it, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Riker did that for the superhero show because it came with this package that we got.
You know when you like get off of Star Tours, there's the deal like where you can like have your head on Han Solo. Kind of like that.
So yeah, no, I think the reason they don't, because they did Mickey 1 year, and then the next year they did Mickey, and it was a cardboard cutout of Mickey.
Oh, and people
were not happy.
And
I think because a lot of the actors portray a lot of the characters, and they're not trained Disney. They're trained ice people. They're not trained, which is the term. They're not trained like the going to meet characters in the park. It's different. And a lot of them are from other countries. If you talk to, like, a lot of them are from Russia and those areas where ice skating is more of a prevalent way of making a living in some ways. I'm totally making that part up. That's what I assume.
No, that makes sense.
Because if you go to the circus and those kind of shows, a lot of times it is more of that audience.
They don't have the facilities to make it where it wouldn't be a 10-hour experience.
Mm. I mean, think of the number of... Some of those days they're doing 3 shows in a day.
Well, think of the number of rooms that you would need to visit Mickey in to get even 100 people through. You know, just would take to...
I don't get that. You can't just do a photo line with Mickey?
Yeah, they. You know what? Thinking
just
about
with the
it,
time
they
constraints.
Move it pretty
time constraints.
No, I don't know why you couldn't just do a photo line.
Well,
it doesn't matter. They don't.
You definitely could.
Yeah, you don't have to do like issue. Mickey's? Would probably
it's not
be
like
on
individual
side.
People
it
meeting
worse?
It. It would just be like
do
a photo line.
Do you have an A Mickey and a B Mickey, and one doesn't have a cannon?
That's a good place to wrap it up.
I will say this: there's a couple of times when I saw the skaters.
He said we're wrapping up. You're done.
No, voicing the the track, and like they didn't look exactly like they knew all the words they were saying at times.
Some of us.
Maybe that's why.
And so I'm like, they might be Russian. Who knows? They might not even legitimately know.
Russians are all around us.
All right.
It's a good point.
Feel it in my.
I've been enlightened.
I wish they do it Russian.
All right, let's go.
All right, we'll wrap it up. That's going to do it for this week on WDW Today. Hope you guys have a great holiday next week. Happy birthday to me. No one cares.
I do. I got you a birthday present real early.
So early that you have to give me another one.
Yeah, now it's not even...
I told you to save it, Will.
Couldn't do it. You couldn't do it.
He's so giddy.
All right.
Uh-huh.
I'm Logan Seguilo.
BarkBox.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Grease.
And we'll see you on the next show.